Welcome to The Right Chamber,
the podcast where we dive deep into the fascinating world of medicine and healthcare.
In every episode, we will talk about pivotal topics relating to medicine and surgery in the UK and what it's like to be a healthcare professional today. We are inviting doctors and other healthcare professionals across different specialties to discuss their experiences and give an insight into what their journey has been like. Please follow us on Instagram and TikTok at RGUCMS and subscribe to our YouTube channel, RGUC Media. So sit back, ignore the traffic, and enjoy the Right Chamber podcast. Welcome to the Right Chamber podcast. I am Dr. Victor.
And I'm Jaspreet Kaur.
And today we have I'll let her do the introduction of herself. So,
hello everyone, I'm Katie, I'm a third year medical student. I'm from Scotland originally, but I moved down to Birmingham for university along with my family. So I'm currently living at home, and Russell's Hall has been my first hospital placement. So I've just come to talk a bit about that.
Okay, so what did you feel about, what was your first impression when you moved from classroom-based learning to a hospital and having to actually, you know, apply your knowledge to real patients?
I think the shift between classroom learning to hospital learning is underestimated. I think over the summer, I was trying to think, okay, I'm going to have to start seeing patients alone, maybe like dragging some of my friends with me to wards and like trying to consolidate that learning, because it is a very different experience when you're learning from textbooks, learning about particular conditions, and then you're finally seeing those conditions in actual patients and balancing not only the knowledge that you've been learning over the past 2 years, but also your emotions when you're confronted with patients who are really going through those conditions with their families as well. So I think going from the classroom experience to the hospital experience, it is quite overwhelming, but being at Russell's Hall really facilitated that process, as the doctors have been really supportive.
You're completely right. It takes a whole different set of skills, isn't it? It's one thing to be able to sit down and focus, you know, and, you know, pay attention to lecture slides. Then it's something completely different when you're actually there,
you know, applying the knowledge to the patients.
Applying the knowledge. Is any particular new skills that you'd say you've gained, kind of being in a hospital setting compared to when it was just classrooms?
Yeah. I think my confidence to like talking to patients has been improved so much, especially because last year the only placement that we have is general practice. But being in hospital, you're surrounded by all kinds of people all the time, not only with patients, but also like fellow doctors, like consultants, trying to learn how to approach them, asking for opportunities and kind of gaining confidence in that respect. But and also the clinical skills we've been learning, for example, taking bloods, things like that. It's something that you don't get to experience much in the first 2 years of medical school. And you do finally feel like you're actually becoming a doctor instead of just like learning material in the lectures and things like that.
Did you find that quite challenging?
I think at first you find it so daunting, especially out of all the clinical skills. I think taking bloods I found very daunting, because you have a real patient in front of you that you do have to hurt in order to take their blood, which is, it's for the best, and you're closely supervised at Russell's as well, so you never feel like you're in any real danger. But it always is a bit daunting when you see a patient and you don't want to hurt them.
Yeah, that support being there is so, so important.
Yeah,
you feel comfortable and you can make your patient feel more comfortable as well. I remember my first time in the hospital as a medical student, and, you know, the environment is just so different, and, you know, there's different... it's just, you know, everything, even the cleanliness and the smell of antiseptic.
I know, but like, I think it's so important to like learn it as a medical student, because once you become an F1, they like give you the kit and they're like, go, take those meds.
Yeah.
And you're just like, okay, hold on. No one's going to watch me anymore.
Yeah. So that support, I'm glad you felt that, you know, that you've been well supported. It's very, very important, and definitely goes a long way. Being on the hospital ward, are there any particular experiences that, you know, that you think have stood out to you while you've been here?
Good and bad.
So I think there's been a lot of experiences that have stood out to me at Russell's Hall. I was really fortunate to be kind of taken under the wing of one of the FY2s. So I've had a lot of my experiences with him, and he's really nurtured me in like the professional development aspect. So I think attending those ward rounds and seeing the same patients, not only just as a one-off ward round, but seeing those patients every day and seeing the improvements, has been a really valuable experience. And also seeing some of the rarer conditions as well. For example, seeing a patient with central spinal stenosis was really interesting. And also having the opportunity in my own call to go to resus and see patients being actively admitted. For example, I think one of the more negative experiences was seeing a patient actively go into ventricular fibrillation right in front of me, which is quite scary. Mm. And you see the whole team coming in and doing CPR and everything, but definitely a positive experience in a sense as well, because finally seeing that really affirms like what we're trying to do, like what doctors are trying to like save people's lives, and actually seeing that be done. And the patient was like managed to be resuscitated was really a good thing to watch.
How that particular experience made you feel like about yourself as a medical student, knowing that you're going to be in that position one day?
I think just watching that from a medical student perspective was quite scary, actually, because so many people come in and they all seem to know what you're doing and you don't want to get in the way of everything that's going on. But seeing that was quite like affirming in the sense that this is something I want to do. Like they managed to save someone's life, like someone who was like about to pass away, and they were able to change the fate of that person. I think it's like, it was really interesting to be able to like observe that being done, and also about how like all the different medical professionals integrate with each other. So there wasn't only just one doctor present. There were so many members of the team, some people like checking the notes to make sure they were not like do not attempt CPR, and then other person delivering CPR and other person timing. It's like that teamwork between all the professionals that's so,
yeah,
like it's really good to watch.
That's good. And like, you know, you mentioned being in the hospital now, you feel like you're actually part of the team. So I mean, well, it's, you know, it's one thing to say that, but have you felt like you've been included during your time here, and you know, you've been able to participate, you know, because it can happen that some people are just, you know, they find it a bit more difficult to integrate, and they can, you know.
And sometimes I think it's also how busy a ward round or like a rotation could be, where, you know, a doctor can find it hard to include you. But have you faced any challenges in that aspect, like, or have you felt all right?
I think at Brussels, we've been quite fortunate, and most of us, I mean, the experience of other medical students as well, we've all been quite supported in that sense. And that most, even if it's not a consultant, if a consultant's a bit busy on a ward, there's always one doctor that's willing to teach you or willing to help you in that sense. Also, for example, like attending ward rounds and things like that, there's always one doctor that's willing for you. Oh, can you go examine this patient and then present back to me? And they all seem quite like interested when you're interested in what they're working at as well, especially consultants. If you demonstrate an interest in their specialty, they're more than happy to like take you on board and teach you, which has been a really good experience here.
That's one of the real key things you really want to make sure you've gotten out of this, especially like when I was a med student, sometimes I did feel occasionally I would just be standing there a lot, and
you
don't want to, because you feel like, oh, they're all doing important things,
yeah,
and I'm the one learning, but really you are here to be taught, isn't it? We all have to go through that stages of learning.
I think there are some experiences where you do feel like you're just kind of standing on the side and getting in people's way. But I think it's important to understand like the pressures that those like members of staff are facing as well. Like they're so busy. And even if there's a few members of staff that you don't want to kind of bother at that time, if you go to another ward that's a bit calmer at that time, they'll be more than happy to teach you about something else. So I think picking your moments as a medical student is really important as well. And knowing how you can be useful to them as well. It's not just asking them or relying on them to teach you, but also how you could be useful to them as well. For example, like offering to take the blood or going to examine a patient if they're really busy, and then they can come and check later on.
Yeah.
So you've been able to like get what you want out of the rotation so far?
Yes, I definitely think I've been able to get like what I want out of a lot of like relationships with different doctors and things like that. For example, like one of the doctors I've been working with, I managed to get involved in some research with him now, which has been like really useful. And he's been teaching me a lot about like pathophysiology and things that have been relevant to me. But I've also been helping him out with like clinical skills and things like that he doesn't want to be going to take the blood. So I do it for him and he observes.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's really
good. Yeah. Because we love it when medical students offer to take the blood.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Like you can be literally, can be such a great help on the wards.
I think
the little things.
I think it does depend on the doctors as well who are looking after the the students.
Mm.
Yeah, so it really depends on their personality as well.
Yeah.
So,
but it sounds like you've had a positive experience, which is great. Are there any things you think, oh, I'm going to definitely take this forward into my future practice, or, you know, or future career, or even future placements? Anything that you think, yeah, I'm definitely going to take this forward with me?
I think just learning to be more confident and being more proactive as well, because I think confidence and proactivity are things that they're not necessarily inherent to someone's personality. They're skills that you can develop over time. And as someone as well that struggles with trying to approach people for the first time, I think having that courage to go and ask someone, is there anything I can help you with? Is there any research that you're currently doing that I can help to get involved with? I think that has, like, developing that over the course of spending time at Russell's has been really useful. And that when you do ask people that want to help you, so I think bringing that forward to other hospitals will be really useful.
And do you think that the RGUC is one of the places where you have found that things have really worked out for the medical students? Do you think anything that, like, you think is quite stands out?
I think with this being my first placement so far, I don't really know about the experience at other trusts, but I know that within our medical school, the RGUC is quite famous for being one of the best teaching placements that we can have. So I remember when I first found out I was getting Russell's first, I was really excited because I was thinking, that's me, like, I've got good teaching at least for the first part of semester one. So that was, I think, because there's a lot of teaching present. You have, like, CTF teaching, which are going through all the lectures that we need to cover before the exams. And then you also have three different consultants, a surgical one, a medical one, and your SATU. So I think, I know that a lot of people haven't managed to go to theatre in other trusts. So having that surgical consultant present is someone that you can go to and ask, can I, like, come to theatre? And I think that's one of the only reasons why I was able to go to theatre as much as I was, because my consultant was so happy to have us there and, like, take us under his wing. So I think having that network already set up for you is really useful, instead of having to go out and actively seek out the consultants yourself, which has been the case for a lot of, like, my colleagues in other trusts. So I think the RGUC has a really good system established there, which really, like, nurtures medical students and doesn't push them too much out of their comfort zone at first.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah, so a lot of that kind of initial legwork has been taken out or made easy for you to, so you have the access and the network to get all the experiences that will be beneficial for you. That's good.
Because that's a very, like, good point, that you don't have to, you know, seek out and ask. Yes, because theatres is quite hard to get into, because again, you feel like you're going to be in the way. So that's good that, like, your consultants actually give you access to theatres without you having to you know, be scared to ask.
And then the range of, you know, experiences as well. So, you know, you'd have spent time on ward rounds, but then also you'd have had lecture-based teaching, as you've said, bedside. I think I've been involved with some of your bedside teaching, isn't it? And then, you know, there are different events as well that
I
don't know if you've taken part in any of those, but that's good. Sounds like you've had a well-rounded. Is there anything that you know now that you actually think, oh, I wish before I started my first hospital placement I knew this, or that would have put you in a kind of better standing, or that would have made you better prepared to start?
I think one thing that I regret not doing at first is just, like, going up to any, like, doctor and be like, can you teach me about this? Because that's definitely something I struggled with at first, because you think that they're always so busy and stuff. But once you realize that they are happy to teach you, and just asking, like, when ward rounds are, because at first I was thinking, okay, I need to go 3 days before and timetable exactly when I'm going to join a ward round. But then I just show up on one of, like, the cardiology wards, and just at a random time, they're like, do you want to just come and join the ward round now? So I'm thinking, you don't need to overly schedule everything. You can just kind of go to the wards and, like, take it as it comes. And also seeing patients in that respect as well. Like, you don't always need to go to the wards in groups, which I think at first a lot of people struggle with.
Umbilical cord syndrome.
Because it can be really daunting to go on your own. But I think you start to appreciate that the more that you go on your own, sometimes you get more out of those experiences, where the doctors are more happy to teach you when you're on your own because it's less like people just crowded around one patient. And also building like a rapport with an individual patient and being able to ask all the questions that you want to ask in a history, because sometimes when you go in a group, you'll find that you're splitting questions and then some people are asking things you don't want to ask and some people are like taking your questions in a sense. So I think going on your own towards has been really like beneficial over the later months of our placement. It's something I would have done more at the start, I think.
Yeah. I think even if I look back as well, I'd say the exact same thing. Just being able to approach and just ask. Doctor, you know, when we're in this position now, you realize that actually doctors are really nice people. They are keen, you know, a lot of the
time
they're keen. Most of us, we're keen to teach. And yeah, it just takes kind of asking and just taking a moment to just, you know,
They think like, yes, I think doctors do like keen students just because, and it's true that if there's like maybe five of you coming onto the ward and asking for the same thing, that can be a little bit overwhelming for the doctors themselves because they're trying to get their ward rounds done, they're trying to get their
job lifted.
Yeah. But it's also very helpful when like students are like, is there anything I can help you with?
Mm.
And then, you know, it just helps with the job list as well.
Yeah. And often, you know, the students, they spend, well, they have more time that they can spend with the patient. You know, as a doctor, we have this and that to do. We've got to make that referral. We've got to go, you know, see this patient. We've been called up and down. But, the medical student, you have that privilege that you could just stay a little bit longer with the patient and really listen to the concerns of the patient. So, there'll be other med students listening to this podcast, but definitely one thing I'd say is you are a key member of the team, and I think you'll get out of it as much as, you know, you are putting in. And I love that you mentioned about being proactive and, you know, taking that opportunity. But yeah, definitely kudos to you though.
Do you know any of your colleagues that are coming to Russell's Hall? Have you told them any tips and tricks about how to deal with Russell's Hall?
Yeah. So I've actually got a couple of my best friends coming here next semester and they were telling me, oh, I'm a bit worried about the commute or how's the teaching? And it's like, you're sorted, you're fine. If you're going to Russell's, that's it. Like, your teaching is going to be sorted for the next few months because it is such a good trust compared with other things that I've heard. And just realizing how lucky we are to be here at the moment. When you hear other stories about how a lot of my colleagues are not getting any teaching at the other trusts and the experiences are more negative on the wards if it's really, really busy. So I think I have told them a bit about like, oh, if you're at Russell's, it's really good if you go to like this particular ward where the doctors are really friendly. Or depending if you're on like block A or block B, the experiences that you can get out of it. For example, if you have your surgical consultant, like make use of that and manage to go to theatre and things like that. So I think there has been a lot of like discussion about Russell's Hall and how good the teaching is there. And it's something that a lot of students are quite excited for coming next semester.
I think we also have like feedback meetings every month. So how did you find that?
So I'm a firm rep, so having those meetings I think is really important because even though there's not been any issues identified and from my firm, listening to other firms' experiences has been really interesting. For example, we all have different consultants that are teaching us, we all have different experiences on the wards and different blocks, so I think hearing about how the teaching like differs or how it's the same across all of the different firms has been really interesting. And how if teaching is a bit lacking in one of the firms, it's really nice that they allow you to like join, like they can combine like some of the firm teaching, which I think is really useful at Russell's because I know in some other trusts they don't allow firms to like go to each other's teaching and things like that, but here they do. So I think that's another thing that's been really good.
You said loads of great things about our teaching here, which I'm very pleased with. But is there anything that you think actually if we had just done this, it would have made, you know, your time here or your experience that much better? Can you know anything off the top of your head that we could have maybe done better?
To be honest, because I've not really experienced the like situations at other hospitals, I can't really think of anything at the moment off the top of my head.
So does that mean that you would choose Russell's Hall again for your placements in the coming years?
I definitely would. Yeah, I would definitely choose Westerfall again.
Great. I think that's a job well done then.
Yeah, especially because I do live quite far away. It's like around Nuneaton, so it does take me over 2 hours to get here every day. But I would still say it's definitely worth it for the level of teaching that we get here.
Brilliant. Oh, that's great. Yeah. And that's a long, long journey. And how do you deal with like the tiredness, or, you know, how do you balance that? Like,
I think it can be quite difficult sometimes, especially with like you're trying to like go through all the different forms of commuting. But I think getting a lift from other students has been really helpful. But even when you are taking like public transport, I try to utilize my time as best as I can. For example, I tend to do a lot of like revision on public transport, which it's not for everyone, but it's something, as I've been a commuter for a long time, it's something that I've kind of developed a lot, like the skills of managing to study on the commute. And also I think, especially if you have a ward round or some like theater experience in the morning, it can be really good on the commute to dedicate that time to reading up on specific conditions or reading up on the surgery that you're going to attend, so that you can be more like engaged in what's going on.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. I mean, if you have a really, really early start and you've got a 2 hour commute, you know, you just have to have your rotor and really have to build on your time management skills. And I mean, you haven't mentioned that, but from what I've gauged, it sounds like that's something that you've mastered. Good.
I think you've given a very good feedback to us, and we are very,
I think it's useful as well. So at least we know what things are working and what things we can do more of for future students. Good. Any other thing that you would like to mention, maybe for other medical students or that might be coming to the Trust, anything you'd like to mention?
I think just for the other medical students coming to the Trust, like just not to be scared, because Russell's is such a friendly place. The doctors are really supportive. The CTFs are so engaged in your learning and they're very supportive as well. Getting clinical skills has been really easy here. All the nurses are like friendly and able to like help you if you're struggling with anything like that. We also have designated time out with the clinical educators. If you're struggling to get skills signed off as well, then you have like designated opportunities where you can do that here. And also sign up sheets as well has been really useful. And I just want to say like thank you on behalf of like other medical students with the CTS, because I've had a really positive experience here, and I'm not sure if it's something that I'm going to be able to recreate at other trusts.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for
your
time coming to our podcast. We just wish you the very best, really, for the future and your career, which just looks very, very bright.
Promising.
Thank you.
So to everyone listening at home, just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and just compliments of the season. If anyone is keen to get on the podcast or you have a experience or something you're passionate about that you'd like to talk about, definitely get in touch with either of us. You'll find us in our CTF office, or just contact us on any of our social media platforms and we'll be sure to get back to you. That's a Merry Christmas from the podcasting team.
I'll see you guys next year.
See you next year. Remember to stay connected with us on social media. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at RGUCMS. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, RGUC Media, for more exclusive content and updates. Thanks for tuning in to the Right Chamber podcast. Until next time.